Heavenly Father, take my words and use them to speak your truth, that we may live our lives in search of the true riches and as faithful disciples. Amen. The master says to his servant, give an account of your management. In the parables of Jesus, when they use the illustrations of master and servant, it was clear to the followers of Jesus that it was talking about God and Israel. Israel was to be the faithful servant, not for their own sake, but to be a light for the Gentiles, a beacon of hope for the other nations and peoples. In this parable, Jesus was asking for the hearers of his words to give an account for their attitude and actions, as he does to us today through these readings. In this section of Luke, there are three parables teaching about wealth and possessions. As well as the shrewd manager parable we hear today, there is a prodigal son in the previous chapter, and the parable of the rich man and Lazarus later in this same chapter. Are we ready to give an account of our management of our wealth, of our possessions and property, as well as our money? The parable of the shrewd manager, as our gospel reading, is quite a challenge and appears to have Jesus condoning rather dubious business practices. But more careful reading has it that Jesus does not commend the dishonesty, but warns against it. He says, those who are dishonest with very little are dishonest with much and will not be trusted with true riches. There are, though, three principles about money and wealth that arise from this passage. And I must admit, I've taken some of this from a commentary by the Reverend Nicky Gumbel in his book, A Bible Through the Year. Firstly, money is to be used. It's a tool to be used, not a possession to enjoy. The servant used the tool of money and possessions to gain for himself friends he would need after being dismissed by his master. Jesus says, our goal is to make friends so that we may be welcome into eternal homes together. If we are privileged to have money and wealth, and in the developed Western world we are wealthy in comparison to many in the world, then we should be willing to use what we have to help spread the gospel and usher in the kingdom of God. The master says to his servant, give an account of your management. Secondly, money is a test. Some commentators have it that the servant is merely deleting the interest, unfair interest charged against the people's debts. Usury or interest on loans was forbidden in Leviticus 25 and Deuteronomy 23. And that is perhaps why the debt is recorded in quantities of oil and wheat and not money per se. When we have money, we have to be careful it is used properly and fairly. If we can be found to be trustworthy with our possessions and wealth, we will be trusted with the true riches of the kingdom of heaven. The master says to his servant, give an account of your management. And then thirdly, knowing money is a test, we need to bear in mind that money is a threat. When it becomes a purpose in its own right, it threatens to be the focus of everything. And as Jesus concludes our gospel passage, you cannot serve God and wealth. We can see all around us in our modern society and developed world the ruins of where the love and devotion to money has corrupted our living faithfully together. Too many seem to love money and use people, rather than the kingdom way of loving people and using money. I'll say that again because it's a really good phrase. Too many people seem to love money and use people, rather than the kingdom way of loving people and using money. The master says to his servant, give an account of your management. To be truthful, for the sermon today, in this time of national mourning, I was going to focus on the epistle, where Paul is writing to Timothy with guidance for the believers and their worship, among other things. And Paul urges supplications, prayers, intercessions and thanksgiving for all, for kings and for all who are in high positions. This seems highly appropriate, of course, and something we do, especially in the Book of Common Prayer services. But I think today, as we reflect on Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth's remarkable life of service and duty, we can glimpse something of this gospel message in her faith, in her attitude and her actions. She had an immensely privileged life with vast wealth and luxury. But as she said in her speech of dedication as a princess, knowing her succession to the throne some 70 years ago, it was this: I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong. And her whole life did indeed bear out the truth of this. And there have been many tributes given sharing examples of her service and duty, as well as her warmth and kindness as a person. Her position and status was all about helping her serve the other person, the country or the Commonwealth, and not about serving herself. God's kingdom is not about serving ourselves. It is about serving others, making friends with eternal homes in mind, as Jesus says. And Queen Elizabeth had a role to play as head of state, and she had to be careful about expressing personal opinions. But as head of the church, in later years especially, she became more vocal, expressing examples of her faith and belief and how they had helped her in difficult times. And I'm sure her faith and conviction helped her live out her exemplary life of duty and service. And so, as we remember her with thanksgiving this week, and with the nation, commend her into God's eternal care. Let us too commit afresh to devote our lives, our wealth and possessions into the service of our Lord, to promote the gospel with every resource we have to hand, and so usher in the kingdom of God into a desperate and needy world. May Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth rest in peace and rise in glory. And may His Majesty King Charles III follow the example of his mother and live a life faithful of duty and service, firm in the faith of our Lord Jesus, who teaches us to be faithful with what we have, to be faithful with what we have been given, so that we will receive the blessings of the true riches of his kingdom. Amen.